evening. How are you doing, sir?
Getting better.
Okay, sir. We'll see what happens. So what is your name, sir?
My name is Christopher Michael Tyndall.
Okay, just hold one number. We'll see who's going to come up to you. The Honorable Mr. The Honorable Mr. Kawanis will conduct your hearing. He will be the lead, so we send him, sir.
Okay.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can.
Thank you. Can you state your full name and AEC number for the record, sir?
Yes, sir. Christopher Michael Tyndall, 324-173.
Thank you, sir. And good morning.
Good morning to you guys, too.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the three alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on June 29, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Tyndall?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing your attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on the video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench. At the far end, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and we have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. White, and my name is Louis Quiñones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole officer.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Tyndall and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth so help you God, or so you affirm?
I do.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Tyndall, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding your supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind there's a separate motion that passes us from phase one to phase two. But I need the allegations to you. You need to respond whether they are true, false, or you wish to remain silent. In this case, we have a third option, because according to the warrant of arrest, there's a department report number suggesting that there may be some sort of pending charge in the criminal justice system unrelated to this warrant. And this hearing is recorded, so anything you say can be subpoenaed by the courts. So in the interest of your rights, again, we'll give you the choice of, after each allegation, stating whether it's true or false, or you wish to remain silent. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. You understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed, or probably about to lapse, in a criminal laser company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, is demonstrated by the use of marijuana on or about April 24, 2018, for the task lab report dated April 25, 2018. Mr. Tyndall, is this true or false, or do you wish to remain silent?
That is true.
Thank you, sir. Allegation number two, violation of condition number seven, is demonstrated by your use of marijuana on or about May 16, 2018, for the task lab report dated May 17, 2018. Mr. Tyndall, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
That is true.
Thank you. And allegation number three, violation of condition number five, is demonstrated by your possession of a glass pipe commonly used in conjunction with illegal drugs on or about May 17, 2018. Mr. Tyndall, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
That is true. The date for the actual, that's when I got, charged with it. It was an older charge.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. I'm going to go and make a motion to pass from phase one to phase two. Based on Mr. Timmel's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that we may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
Ms. Ford, second. Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Mr. Johnson. Okay, Mr. Timmel, we're going to continue the second phase of the hearing. And it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Timber. Mr. Westby, if you will.
On April 23rd, 2018, Mr. Tindall was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested June 6, 2018 by ADC staff on a tech warrant for a possession of drug paraphernalia charge. He was back in U.S. custody on June 6, 2018 with a projected community supervision end date of August 20th, 2018, 0 Scott days. Current conviction, 2017, burglary tools possession, 9 months. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. Senior IO score 2-2, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are mental. Other arrest, 2016, domestic violence, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G1B2. I have status charges from Senior Policy Reports are dated July 6, 2018, that states, contact the Gilbert Clerk of the Court and I found her pled guilty on May 17, 2018 and was sentenced to 36 months of probation and substance abuse classes.
I see. Thank you, Mr. Westby. So it sounds like that case, Mr. Tindall, was already settled and you have a pending period of probation, correct?
Yes, it's unsupervised probation for the term of, I think it was 36 months.
Well, I'm going to make I guess you could say an offer. This hearing is your right, and I'm certainly not trying to talk you out of it. It looks like you only have 22 days left before you're completely done with this sentence. So do you wish to continue with this hearing, or do you want to just kill your number?
I would like to continue with the meeting.
Not a problem. And what I should have explained is this. There is the very real possibility that if this board votes to return you to community supervision, that you'd be released before August 20th on community supervision. But it takes so much time in the administrative out-processing that, you know, a lot of this time will be eaten up in that out-processing should we vote that way. So usually it's closer to 2 weeks that we make that offer. But with 3 weeks, I thought I would at least put that on the table for you. But certainly, as I stated, this hearing is your right, so we're just going to move forward. Okay, sir?
Okay.
I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to your parents' residence in Gilbert, Arizona. On May 4th, 2018, you are not allowed to reside at your parents' home due to property missing. On May 6th, 2018, you stated you were residing at 800 West Willis, Unit 2022 in Chandler with your girlfriend. You returned to your parents' home on May 23rd, but were kicked out again due to stealing gift cards, money, and property on or about June 1st, 2018, and this is your last known residence. And keep in mind that's what's on the warrant. I just want to make sure that that sounds kind of inflammatory, but that's what's been written into the warrant. So, where were you living when you were arrested for the tech violation?
For the tech violation, I was living with a very close friend right down the street. I had called my parole officer and I had let him know that I was staying with a very close family friend. He said that was fine, but I needed to see him. within the next couple of days before noon, and I had a feeling I was coming back, but I didn't know exactly what was going on. He just said to come see him, so I went to see him.
Okay, sir. According to our notes, you were employed at Gestalt Construction Services, but it was not verifiable, so were you working at Gestalt?
Yes, sir, I was. It's more of a private company. It's not a big company yet. It's one of my old foster father's best friends. He said if I ever needed a job that I could call him, and he would get me going with his buddy's construction service. And the office is just a little house out in Mesa that they use to run the business out of, but we go all over Phoenix, all over Arizona to do yard work, you know, build buildings and just regular, you know, like lawn work and stuff like that to help get houses ready for the market.
Well, that's always positive when people are working in the community. Have you developed any trade skills along the way?
Yes. Actually, since I've been in here, I've gotten certification from EAC for masonry, construction technician, and business mathematics.
Well, we commend you for that. That's always, again, promising when people have pursued job skills inside the Department of Corrections, and it sounds like that at least you're working part-time. Our programming notes are that you were referred to task for random year analysis under the color pink. You were responsible for submitting samples as follows: April 24, 2018, May 16, 2018, samples submitted produced positive results for THC. On May 3rd, 2018, you were referred to substance abuse counseling through CHC and directed to attend, participate, and complete the program. You failed to attend substance abuse classes for 3 days in May. So what was going wrong with attending those classes, Mr. Tindall?
The classes were from 5:30 till 7:30, I believe, or 5:30 to 8:30, one of the two time periods at CHC, right underneath the stairs from my parole board, my parole office. And when I was working, I had missed two or three of the four classes. I went to one, three of them. The first one I went to, the three after that, I wasn't able to make due to work, because it was conflicting with the work schedule. I didn't know which one to choose, because I felt either way I went, if I missed the drug class or if I got fired from work, because this is my first time on parole, I felt that either way I chose, I was going to get violated for parole.
Okay, sir. Let me ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. How many questions from fellow board members, Mr. Tindall? We're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't share anything with us that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel that is important for us to know or understand before the board deliberates?
Yes, sir. You know, I just ask, you know, that, you know, if I could possibly get a second shot at parole, I just want to show my family that I can do something successful and actually complete it and follow through. You know, I have a one-year-old son, and I have another child on the way, and I just want to be there to show them that, you know, I'm not such a bad person, that they can be proud of me. I also am supposed to start college. I prepaid $900 for the fall semester at MCC Red Mountain campus. And, you know, I just want to show people that I can be successful. If you guys won't grant that for me, I just ask that you guys help me with the drug problem that I have. I've been referred to, my mother has talked to this manager, or I don't know if he's a manager, but at a place called MRC in Phoenix, and they said that they have immediate bed openings, and I just want to be better for myself, not only for myself, but for my son and my future child.
Thank you, Mr. Tindall. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like it was speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
No problem. Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I do appreciate what Mr. Tindall was saying in his closing remarks about responsibilities, wanting to show his family that he can be successful. It sounds like he has plans for schooling, and I certainly commend him for pursuing construction work when he was on community supervision. I would say just on a very practical level, based on the fact that he was arrested for 3 separate violations and only has 22 days left on his sentence, I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. I'm going to go and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W1648. Our discussion with Mr. Tindall, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. Number 3, warrant committee supervision, as Mr. Tindall was delinquent by the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or is about to lapse in a commercial company, in as much that he was using marijuana and was found in violation of drug paraphernalia that resulted in probation and, again, that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
I'm sorry, is that seconded by Mr. Johnson?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so make sure I have that order correct. Seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by Dr. Wright and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Tindall, your supervision has been revoked and you will be released on or about August 4th, 2018. Again, that's 22 days away. So please take advantage of these last days to put together a plan for your safe return to the community. I just happened to know this because I mentioned it before, but I know the beginning of the semester is about that day, so you may have some room to get into the beginning of the fall semester, so work with your family. Or any support that you have on the outside, if that's your plan when you return to the community. We certainly want to see you succeed. I am impressed that you're working and have developed some skills, and we hope to see you have a safe and productive return to the community next month. This hearing has been concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we appreciate you appearing before the board, Mr. Tindall. Thank you.
Thank you.